This is an MUT Radio podcast.
September 2025, if it's your birthday today, happy, happy birthday. This today, hopefully you will be having an awesome, awesome day. We do have Mr. Maqhi in studio. We always have a library services on Tuesday, we Knowledge Hub. As mentioned earlier, I've been mentioning throughout the show, Knowledge Hub, just after 9 on MUT Radio. Mr. Maqhi, once again, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning on MUT Radio.
Good morning. MUT Radio. It is a new month. Knowledge Hub, we're here.
No, thank you so much. It's a new month. I like the fact that you mentioned that Heritage Month in South Africa. What do you have for us this morning, Mr. Bant?
Yes, Heritage Month, we keep being reminded that we need to go back to our roots. It's an important month, the month of September, so different activities. I think for us, as a start, I mean, the first week of September is interestingly, South Africa is the upper week where we remind ourselves about the importance of trees. So, so from 1 to 7. So probably there will be a number of activities taking place in different places. So the one that I picked up, which looks interesting over the weekend, at Durban Botanical Gardens on Saturday and Sunday. So they're going to be educating us about different plants, different trees, and what they do. Probably, I think it's for the whole day as well, from about 8 until 4. So I'm hoping to find my way there as well, Naomi. Also, hopefully, some of us will join us there as well.
Yes.
The other story, for us being Heritage Month as well, is that also on the 8th, it is the World Literacy Day. It is the International Literacy Day where we remember why it is important for all of us to be able to read, to write, and to understand what is being written. So there's a connection between books and trees. As libraries, we owe our existence to trees initially. We also owe our existence, in any case, to the creativity of people in different places. So it's an important first week, really, September, for us. I mean, for me, I mean just to highlight this to explore this further. Maybe three areas to talk about. One is that the printing press was only discovered in 1414. Long after people were writing by hand on paper. Even then also, I mean, it wasn't the discovery of a typewriter, but a typewriter came late, around about 1760-something. So initially people were just writing by hand. But can you imagine, there was a time when if you wanted to make 5 copies, somebody had to actually write down 5 copies of the same thing. So ukufika kwayo printing press galvanized, sort of, it pushed illiteracy higher. So more people became illiterate. Unfortunately, well, fortunately, not unfortunately, it also changed the world. So you'll remember there's a story, Sega Martin Luther, so walking into the church with a pamphlet saying, because they were challenging the church. I mean, for a while before a printing press, the only people who were able to read the Bible were the priests, the pastors, the ministers. The rest of the congregation could not actually see for themselves what was being read. So Martin Luther, coming after that, because he was born in 1483, so he enjoyed the benefits of having something to read. And as a result of that, we are here now where we have many different denominations, many conversations about what it means, what is right and what is wrong. And because that's what literature allows us to do, to be able to read and write. So very important. Then the other one, for me, point, which is really a complaint that I put away to, is that, I've been trying to find a local, there's only one local book which talks about trees. And it was written some time back, and I doubt if it's been updated because it's very expensive. So we don't have it here in our collection. But we do need, this is a challenge now to all of us. We do need an encyclopedia of some sort on trees. I grew up, I always say, I grew up with mushroom. So, sasidla umayibheli, ugwava, mango. And then going to school, we used to go under pine trees, gum trees. And I'm mentioning amagama esiNgisi of these trees. And also, I mean, there was a poem we were reading in school. I couldn't say Indoni. I couldn't even understand what
Indoni was.
So, I mean, I always feel for younger kids coming up as well, it might be difficult to have an idea what. I mean, there was even an African's poem, I say, from the Kulumanga, wattle tree, whatever. It really didn't make sense. Can I separate this slata so monga from the other one? Yeah, well, so it would be nice, even if you're online, you know, just to help us keep track of the trees we have around us. Look, trees are important, right? But the other risk now is that, yes, abalegile, they give us paper, they give us industry, furniture, they give us food. Some of them are poisonous. Some of them are harmful to our environment. They take away water. They mess up with my alien plants. I mean, culturally as well. So there are all these land, and I am hoping. I mean, I know in one of the universities here, what they did born on campus, they made the rule with every tree a corner must be given a name. So when you walk closer to the tree, so there is actually something actually I was ikamalayo in Latin, in English, isiZulu, so that we learn a piece more. So like I said, maybe it's a challenge now till maybe we can start doing so we can start giving those names and so making it interesting for us to discover more and taking trees seriously. That is the second point. The third one is itike. We are always thinking about how to make money. Now, there is tourism around trees. So there are people who love trees. There are people who travel the world, checking out, taking pictures, studying, analyzing particular trees because they only grow in that particular region. And if they found it elsewhere, it goes on, it becomes interesting. Because tourism is about that. Tourism is about umuntu othi I'm leaving wherever I'm coming from to go there, and I'm going to discover something new. I mean, so because what I'm going to see there is not, it is unique to that specific place. So also I'm hoping that maybe somebody will be inspired this morning as well to walk with me this journey. To say, look, so there might be also opportunities to explore what trees we have and how we can use them to make our money. And also, I mean, the people who know trees, the Laban Bay meeting, they keep it secret, this knowledge about now. So because Kubona, it's probably a livelihood. And also there was a time when Uba Inyanga was not seen as a good thing, was not allowed. So they probably learned a secret around this. But I mean, so there is a space now to integrate all of these things, to integrate the science, to integrate our interest in stories, integrate our interest in books, and also to discover more about the trees around us and probably getting all of us to play a part in looking after the trees we have.
I know. Thank you so much, Mr. Matli. This is actually a knowledge. And I'm thinking, we really do not know some of the indigenous plants. Yeah. Last week, I think on Thursday, we attended an event, Lapana Student Center, traditional medicine, which is very important. We should know these plants. Yeah. We should actually conserve instead of always going to using foreign medicine and all those things.
They say because it comes from this particular, there's a reason why it is here. So it is good for the soul, probably. It is good for us as human beings. Maybe also going to my plants, my animals, appealing. So, I mean, this ecosystem thing is interesting. So, good thing, yeah. And the rest of us just sit back and do nothing about it. Yeah.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Mankgi. Really love today's interesting topic. Now, if you missed it, you can still get it. Lapana Kuma Podcast Way to AMUT Radio. But there's something on the 8th of September, World Literacy Day, Lapana Library. And it ngengabona yesterday on our university notice, bekhuluma ngokuthi theme for this year is literacy in a digital world. Which is quite interesting.
Yes. So it's an important day, really. I mean, so hopefully, because I know there's also one other unit that might be coming up with activities. So please, yeah, just keep watch on social media, our website as well. So there is that event where we are promoting the resources we have to encourage the love of reading, really. Mm. And it's an important activity to discover knowledge.
Wow, no. Thank you so much, Mr. Mankgi. Really appreciate your time. Again, Knowledge Hub. I always say this, we don't call this Knowledge Hub for nothing. Yeah. We really learn a lot on this lot. Thank you so much, Mr. Mankgi.
Thank you.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.